And this grace note, the remains of Major Brent Taylor arrived back in the U.S. today. The 39-year-old mayor of North Ogden, Utah, and National Guardsman and father, was killed in Afghanistan on Saturday. His body arrived at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware around 4 o'clock this morning when what the military calls a dignified transfer took place, a solemn ceremony in which an Army carry team, pallbearers, lifted a metal case holding Taylor's remains from the plane and carried it to a waiting van. His widow, Jenny, then spoke.
I personally cannot yet find words adequate to tell you all that I feel as I stand here this morning by the dawn's early light. And so I echo the words someone recently shared with me. Brent may have died on Afghan soil, but he died for the success of freedom and democracy in both of our countries. It seems only fitting that Brent, who in death now represents something so much greater than any of our own individual lives, has come home to U.S. soil in a flag-draped casket on our election day. It is a timeless and cherished honor to serve in our country's armed services. That honor has been Brent's as he served in the Utah National Guard for the past 15 years, and it has been mine for just as long as I have proudly stood by his side. And it has been and will continue to be the great honor of our seven children for the rest of their lives, and I pray for many generations to come.
How did she get through that? Jenny Taylor, widow of Major Brent Taylor, and by the way, in his last Facebook post before he was killed, Major Taylor urged Americans to exercise what he called their precious right to vote.